Today we once again have the Gospel of the 10 Virgins. So I will not reread that. But today is a very special day for our parish and for me. Today is a feast day of St. Catherine of Alexandria, whose window decorates our shrine, our church. And of course, when choosing the windows and having them, they're all made for us. I wanted definitely to cover my tracks, for one. And so we have St. Thomas Aquinas, who is the patron saint of theologians. But we also, since I am that too, have the window of St. Catherine of Alexandria, who is the patroness of philosophers. St. Catherine was a young virgin from Alexandria in Egypt, one of the great centers of knowledge and wisdom in the ancient world. And this was about the year 300 before the conversion of St. Constantine the Great to Catholicism. And his co-emperor Maximian, who never converted, was very, very intent on destroying Catholics. And of course, both Diocletian and Maximian were horrid enemies of the church. And under them, literally millions of Catholics were martyred. The persecutions and so forth that we see today all over the world do not add up to what was going on around the year 300. And so her turn came. St. Catherine, a wealthy family of Alexandria, who unusually was educated and was full of wisdom and knowledge, she went up to Maximian, who was visiting Alexandria, and told him off, literally, "Why are you killing all these innocent people because they're Catholics?" And then she laid down for him some of the tenets of the faith, which are both philosophical and theological. And so he was amazed, but of course he was not converted. And so he commanded that the greatest minds of Alexandria would come and debate the young maiden Catherine. And in the meantime, they did, and she did such a good job that many of them were converted to the Catholic faith and then were condemned to die. And of course they knew this, but it did not matter because the faith and eternal happiness in heaven is much more important than a few years on this earth. So finally, she was condemned to be run over by chariots with spiked wheels, which of course would make mincemeat out of you. But lo and behold, when the chariots got near St. Catherine, their wheels broke out and broke into pieces, and the chariots stopped cold on their tracks, and nothing happened to her. So they tried other means, and nothing happened to her. So finally, they used the best, most efficient way of killing someone, they chopped off her head. And so today we celebrate the feast of this great virgin and martyr, patroness of philosophers, and in a sense protector of this parish and shrine, and of myself, who am both a philosopher and a theologian. May our Lord, through her intercession, bless and protect us always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.